Hi, and welcome to the 51st episode of the Language Mannerings podcast. My name is Jonathan, and that sounds really cool to be able to say 51st. So I've made it this far in 10 weeks, and so I'm really happy about all of the responses and the feedback and all the wonderful interviews that I've been able to do over the last 10 weeks. So thank you, everybody who's been participating in this podcast and who have been giving me support and feedback and encouragement. So thank you very much. And in today's podcast, I'd like to talk about my second webinar that I did on Friday, just a few days ago, and to kind of go through a little bit of the feedback that I've gotten so far from that and that experience. So the first webinar that I did just over a week ago, based on five ways to maximize your language learning potential, was basically a kind of a presentation format, which I've basically seen in a lot of other webinars where people had a slide deck, they had a chat box, but didn't really refer to it while they're presenting, and then went back to it at the end of the chat. Unfortunately, it turns out when I saw the replay, for some reason, the slides were not updating as I was speaking, so the video is just stuck on the first slide, unfortunately. So I kind of learned that lesson the hard way. I checked the video to see that, like with the screen share, that the slide was visible, but then I didn't check to see that the second one was once I got into like the full screen view, which is why in some cases I see that people in other webinars, they don't do the full screen presentation. They just show the kind of the editing view where you can see the list of slides and what the slide looks like. So that there must be a reason behind that. And so for the second webinar, I was thinking of doing something a little bit more hands-on so I could get some kind of feedback from the people attending it. I was trying to ask some questions and make sure that people were kind of following the content. Except the real big problem with the webinar technology is that you have like a 30-second to 1-minute delay. So as people are watching the content, you can see where they are like 30 seconds, a minute later behind you as you just said something, and then it comes back up on the screen. And then if you want them to give you an answer to a question, you still have to wait like another 30 seconds to a minute. And then this creates some kind of spiral where you kind of just wait, and then you have a delay and wait, and you try to respond immediately in the text box, but you might not get like immediate connection between the audio and the text. So that's a little tricky to work on. In terms of like the content, I think the webinar was able to address some main concepts and to see kind of to gauge people's interest in that topic, which was developing web apps for online teachers, course creators, and independent learners. So today I was watching a webinar by Maria Coase with her launch your signature course launch party. And so I took advantage of that opportunity to ask her a question about the fact that I have a couple of these course ideas for creating like one of my first teachable courses. And so far in like the past 2 weeks, I've experimented with kind of one for learning Russian and getting other language learners to join me with that one. Now I've had this idea about kind of working with people who would be interested in learning some very basic HTML, JavaScript, so they can create their own tests and quizzes and exercises on WordPress or in the Teachable platform, which I was just experimenting with today and was able to get some good results with that and see that it is possible to embed your own code and integrate it into a course, and in that way kind of sidestep the generic quiz generator that Teachable uses. However, right now I'm kind of cautious about going forward with that project because I know it kind of steps on the toes of their message to opt in for a pro plan where people can have gradable quiz where the teacher, the course creator can get results from a student who takes a quiz one time, and then that can be used as a way to kind of add some pressure to the students. But overall, I think there is some opportunity there to help people learning how to kind of code some simple quizzes and tests, but making it very easy to implement without any messy breaking code, or it doesn't get implemented, or they have to debug it. So I'm trying to promote that idea, and so far the response has been very positive. There was even a couple people on Facebook who've been giving me their feedback and saying, like, keep going with this. We're really interested in your ideas. And even one person was saying, like, I might be your ideal customer for this product. You can test it out on me. So that's really cool when you find an idea that a lot of people respond to. So that's where I'm at right now with that idea. That second webinar, which was on the do-it-yourself web app building, and going back to, I didn't think I'd finish what I was saying with Maria Koza, but asking her the question about, I have these different Teachable course ideas of learning Russian, developing HTML, JavaScript course ideas, then maybe something for learning English for a lot of people from different countries who have asked me about that. I'm not even sure if like I have like a fourth idea, perhaps kind of a multilingual course to help people learn several languages, and based on what I did in the first webinar with kind of multi-language and kind of how to maximize the language learning potential. So there are those like three or four ideas that are bouncing around in my head for courses. And then I asked kind of Maria, just, well, which one would you recommend? And I think she had a very pragmatic approach to kind of taking statistics and metrics and gauging how many people sign up for the registration for that webinar event. Unfortunately, for the first two webinars, I didn't do any registration. So I'm just going based off of, I mean, how many people maybe liked the images for the webinar, or how many people kind of sent me a message or maybe responded to that. And then maybe the statistics of like, well, how many people actually attended the event, and also how many people like tweeted about it. So based on the responses I was getting on Twitter, were a ton of hashtags about coding, web app development, and HTML and JavaScript and CSS. And then there's even at least one comment on a YouTube video for the replay. So I think that second idea definitely hit a nerve with a lot of people out there who want to learn how to develop some kind of basic ideas for the web apps. I think that does reach a very broad audience. So I think that's maybe where I'm going to focus a little bit more of my attention right now. But I'm going to maybe continue testing some of these other webinar ideas to gauge the response from people and to see which idea I should focus on. But right now, so far, I think this idea about the web app development, it does get a really good response from a lot of people. So if you didn't get a chance to watch the webinar, no problem. I still have the video up on the website, and I'll put a link to that in these the notes. But it was HugginsInternational.com/DIY-web-app-building. And I'll put that in the show notes as well. If you get a chance to watch it, send me some feedback on the page about the video, and or send me an email at HugginsInternational@gmail.com. I'll be really happy to respond to your questions or your feedback, and let me know what you're struggling with your programming or coding, or if you have no experience at all, no problem. I'll be happy to point you in the right direction. So that really helps me stay focused on what I'm going to do to develop a teachable course for the web app development and how to integrate it into a teachable course, or how to integrate it on a WordPress platform, or also on other blogging websites, since I've also used a lot of code on a Blogspot web platform. So thank you very much for listening to this short podcast. That's all for now. So take care, and I'll see you in the next podcast.